Hi, Chad. How are you?
I'm good.
Doing awesome. Nice to meet you, by the way. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists. And so I handle pricing and details for your area. I know that Tara does a wonderful job, you know, explaining the outline of the program. But I know it's important for you to know the cost, right?
Right.
So, but I want to make sure that it's going to be a good fit for you too. Did you have any questions, like as far as how our program works or maybe about the placement that we do?
I've got a pretty good idea. She explained it pretty good, but the cost is what I'd be mostly concerned about. Right now, I'm just, you know, just starting out, kind of, and don't have a lot of money to spend right now.
May of this year, I think is what Tara mentioned, mm-hmm. that you started. So congratulations.
Yeah.
But you did mention you have more years, I mean, in the industry, right?
I have, yeah. I've kind of been doing this kind of stuff for a long time. But.
Okay. What's your specialty, if you don't mind me asking? Is it in the gravel and the loose fill paving installation? Or what do you consider the specialty?
Gravel driveways is what I mostly do.
Gravel driveways. Okay. What about concrete patios or concrete driveway steps, anything like that?
No. I'm sure you got this because you got that information from Angie's leads because they put me on there for that, and I don't do that.
No.
And they're supposed to that off.
The reason that I asked that is because usually for this particular category, a lot of businesses as well do concrete driveways. That's why I asked first what was the specialty.
I probably can, but it's not. I don't do this full time. I have a full time job. I have a full time job at a steel mill, and I do on my days off.
Oh, so this is a side gig for you then. Okay.
It is a side gig, yeah.
Okay. That you know, that actually is very helpful because now I can kind of gauge what would be the best package for you, Chad. Because you are a side business, I mean, are you ever looking to go full-time at any point?
I mean, maybe someday, but not in the near future.
Okay.
Not in the near. I actually just changed my full-time jobs. And I've had like a month off, so that's why I can't really spend very much money right now.
That's okay, because I'm actually going to offer you a special rate that we offer to businesses like yourself that are part-time, right?
Okay.
So that's why I'm glad that you shared that with me. You know, the way that we do things here, Chad, our program, it's going to be set at a fixed flat rate. It is a month-to-month program, and there's no contract. So you're not going to be charged per call, per job, or per click. Now, I do want you to keep in mind that if someone is looking for your specific service, right, they're going to see a profile with your company name, your phone number. But when they click on your phone number, what they're doing, Chad, is they're calling you directly. So these are live calls coming to you, and you're not going to be charged for every single one that you get. So actually, because you pay a flat rate, this program allows you to cherry pick those jobs that you do want to take.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So for this special rate that I'm going to offer you, what you would be looking at is a discounted rate of $249 a month, month to month. Now, it would just come with just a one-time $50 setup fee, but that would be just to cover your programming. So the initial investment, if you were to get started today, would be $299. But of course, every month after that, you would only be paying $249 a month with no contracts, no taxes. This is a true flat rate. Now, this would include for you first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. We submit you to Yelp, Apple Maps, Facebook. So we'll build you like a business Facebook page. And we're going to do Facebook advertising that'll retarget as soon as someone does a search on Google for your service and they go to their Facebook page, they're going to see your ad appear. Now, the ad.
Really?
Yeah. Now, the Facebook ad would actually target an audience by interest, income level, or by location so that once they click on your ad, they would call you directly. Of course, a lot of our clients have seen great results. Now, I don't know if you've taken any pictures of your work, Chad. I maybe think you might have taken...
Not as many as I should. Not as many as I should have, but I have taken some.
Okay, good. Because I would also include like a www.com website for you that we would build, host, and maintain it. And we would want to attach the photos of your work so that people see the quality work that you do and they get to read more about your company. So we would build your website. And then we
cover
the website.
So what if I already have a website?
Oh, you do have one?
I do have one, but I've never done anything with it.
So you built the website. What is it under? RosenEnterprisesLLC.com or?
Yes, yes.
Let me see if I could find that, because I didn't see one.
I've not ever done anything with it. So I bought the domain, and I've got my email through it, because I've got like Chad at RosenEnterprisesLLC.com.
So you just never built the website though, right? You have the domain.
No, I just, yep.
But not the website. Okay, that's okay.
Right.
As long as you have the login to your domain, we can use your own domain to build the website, to actually build the website for you.
Okay.
It's not going to cost you more. Okay. So I'm glad that you told me that because I didn't see anything. So that makes sense now. You purchased a domain. You just never built the website. Where did you purchase it from? GoDaddy or Wix?
I think, I think it's, on Squarespace, maybe?
Oh, Squarespace is perfect. Yeah. We can definitely use that then. Yeah. I'm so glad you shared that with me. Okay. Beautiful. Then we would use your
domain.
But
it's kind of through Google, too, because, like, my email's through Google.
That's okay. Yeah. That's okay. So we would build a website then using your domain. It's not going to cost you more. We're going to still attach that to where you're listed. And then the last thing that we'll do is also cover the mobile platform. What that means, Chad, is if anyone does a search, as you know, everybody's on their iPhone or their Android, right? So whenever they're using their iPhone or their Android to search for your services, they're going to find you on that first page of Google as well. So basically, what I would be offering you is going to cover all of your bases. And it's a month-to-month program with no contracts. I mean, I'll ask you to stick it out 2 months, but you pay every month. And whether you got 50 calls, 100 phone calls, I mean, if you were with us 6 months or 6 years, you're still going to pay the same rate at the $249, no matter how long you're with us. So the price is never going to change on you, okay? Now, I don't want you to be also misled that you're going to be overwhelmed with work, because this program is created to generate a steady flow of quality clients that you can pick and choose the ones that you want to take without having the cost per call. And that's what I love about this program, because you can be super selective, okay?
Right.
Now, the beauty of it is that you're not taking our word for it that it's working, so it'll come with a customized tracking and reporting system so that you can track your results with us and see how many phone calls you're receiving, where they performed the location of the search. You can also see how many phone calls you received from new customers. And if at any time you want to add keywords, run a promotion, or change any of your content, you can do that, Chad. You're going to have a team here within our company, actually, that's going to be dedicated to your account. So, you know, we assist you with all of this, okay? But, of course, everything starts with me. I'm what's considered the lead on the account. Okay. But, like I mentioned, you know, it would be $299 to get it started. But every month after that, you're grandfathered in to the $249 a month. I mean, I don't know. I feel it would be something worth giving a shot. You know, this way we can prove it to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd probably be worth it, especially to get a website built.
Yeah, especially the good part is that you have the domain already. So, you know, it's not like we got a purchase it for you. So, what would be the best email for you, Chad? Because, you know, this is where we would send correspondence from us. And it's also where we would send your receipt. What's the email that you prefer to use?
Chad at RosenEnterprisesLLC.com.
You know, when I hear the Rosen Enterprises LLC, I just think like so professional. I don't know why. It sounds so professional to me.
I think it's too long. I think it's too long.
Oh, well, how did you come up with the company name? Do you mind if I...
No, I don't know. Well, I kind of do some multiple things. I didn't want to just do Rosen, you know, driveways or because I do some other stuff, different things too here and there.
Like
and
what?
Some
what
mowing. I do some mowing and some woodworking and stuff like that.
Like custom woodwork? Like what?
No, not really. Just kind of, maybe someday, but not right now.
Okay.
I kind of,
I understand.
Right now, not.
I think that's cool that you're sharing that with me, and I'll tell you why. Because, you know, as long as you're with us, okay, you can change the surfaces that you're being found for. And that's why I get why you put the company name as Rosen Enterprises. Because it's a variety of surfaces that you offer. I mean, primarily we're talking about, you know, the gravel loose driveway, right? But and if there's ever a time that you want to be found for other surfaces, you just let us know and we implement those keywords. It doesn't cost you more money.
Yeah, I've got
a
laser that I do some engraving with and a CNC router that I do stuff with.
Wow.
Someday I'd like to do something with that, but just not right now.
No worries. Now, Chad, what I'm doing right now while you and I are on the phone, I've sent over two emails, okay? So now the first email that you're going to receive from me, it'll say from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The first email is going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing, okay? And that one just gives you an overview of what I mentioned that's included in the package. I put the price at being $249 a month with just that one time $50 setup fee. Okay?
Okay.
And then the second email is labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. And what that one gives you is the overview of our reporting system so that you know how to track your results with us. So it just kind of gives you an idea of the layout of it. So I wanted to send you an example, okay?
Okay.
Now,
that's good.
On this phone number that you and I are speaking on, can you also receive text messages to this phone number?
This is my cell phone.
Okay.
It's my only phone number that I have, yeah.
Okay. And it's not, I ask because what I'm going to do right now while we're on the phone, I'm going to send you a text message with our customer support number, okay? Now, we're going to have a team here, Chad, within our company that is going to be dedicated to your account. Anytime that you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, or even if you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. Now, we do everything within our company, okay, so we don't outsource it. We are always here for you, Monday through Friday. And the hours of operation, because we're on the West Coast, we're actually in California. So we're always here 7 to 4, which I believe you're still on Eastern time. If I'm not mistaken, you're 3 hours ahead of me.
Yeah.
So we're always here for you 10 to 7, which I'm told for those that are back east, they love those hours. Because it's not really their working hours, you know. So
Right.
Now, if you could take a quick look. I do want to make sure, Chad, that you got that text that I just sent you.
I heard it buzz in my ear, so I'm pretty sure I got it.
Beautiful. What I want you to do, because on that text, what you're going to have is our 877 number. I'm going to ask you to save that 877 number in your contacts under Local Splash so that way you never lose our phone number. And it also, in that text, has your username and your password. I already sent you the username and password for your client dashboard. So just so that you know, your username is always going to be your phone number, but your password is FAB, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, B as in boy, search. FAB search is one word, all lowercase, and I put it in that text for you, okay? So that's your login.
Okay.
All right. Now, Chad, you spell your name, is it the traditional way, C-H-A-D?
Yes.
Okay. And your last name, Chad, is just for the account here with us.
Rosen.
Oh, like the company name. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense now. Okay. And then the phone number that clients should be contacting you on, and it's also the best number for us to reach you, is the 765-918-1354. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the company name, do you want it to read as Rosen Enterprises LLC?
I guess.
It's up to you. You know, you don't have to have the LLC included. That is your preference. Some businesses like it to show. Other ones are like, I don't want the LLC showing. So it's totally up to you.
Yeah, just put it on there.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, Google, we're going to have Google verify you. Typically, you get verified at what we call your home office, right? Because you don't have an actual office that people go to because you're
right.
Mobile. You go to them, right? So
right.
What
right.
address, what address do you want to use? Your home address?
70.
It'll be here.
Well, my business address.
Okay.
I've got a business address. It's basically the barn. Next door is a different address, so.
Oh, okay.
But it's 7960 East State Road 32.
East State Road 32.
Yeah, Crawfordsville. Crawfordsville.
Yeah, 7960
yeah.
East State, right? Road.
East State Road 32.
Okay. It's so funny. It starts trying to give me all these different suggestions.
Oh, I know. I hate that.
I'm like, no, I don't want that. Okay, hold on. What's the zip code there? Is it 47933?
It is.
Okay. Isn't that crazy? It starts giving me all these suggestions, and I'm like, no, I don't want that. I'm going to do
it. I know. Sometimes when I, like, I'll have somebody send me their address, and
uh-huh.
I'll start typing it in on Google Maps, you know, to find their, and I might just type in, like, their number and just start typing the road and the whole address will pop up. It's like, how the heck do they know what I'm thinking?
Exactly, right? And then, but it's giving like a whole different one. That's why I'm just looking at, is it ever considered Darlington by chance? No.
Well,
right?
I'm really close to Darlington, but that is not my address. My address is Crawford.
Okay. Now, it's so funny because when I type it in on Google, right, it's funny because it comes up, but it keeps trying to revert me back to 7960-IN32, Darlington, Indiana, with a different zip code. I'm like, what is
47940, yeah. I know I've had to tell people that before. Google gets it pretty good now. At least my home address is 7926 East, and it usually works pretty good, but, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Sometimes it used to have to use Darlington all the time.
That's just so strange. So the barn.
I used to have
right
a Darlington phone number.
Okay, so the barn
yeah,
is
right
next to it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's the funny thing. So I type it in on Google, right? And Google gives
yeah.
me, it pulls it up, but on the Google map, it says 7926-IN-32 Crawfordsville, Indiana, 47933. Isn't that strange?
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's so weird.
I don't know how to fix that. Or if there is any way to get them to fix that. But.
Yeah, I don't know either. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you this. There should be no problem because I'm putting in what the actual address is, right, that you gave me, the 7960
okay.
East State Road 32, Crawfordsville, Indiana, 47933. Worst case scenario, if Google's like, we can't verify that at that address, which I don't see why they would say that, but just saying, then we would just use your home address, but hide your address. I don't think you want that address showing either way, right? Even the address to the barn.
Neither one of them really.
Showing.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to tell them to hide the address no matter what. Okay. Cause we don't want that address to show. All right. Let me do this now. Okay. Now we're also going to go over the billing. Before I do that, Chad, what is the domain name that you use for the business? What is it? www. Do you remember?
Rosen Enterprises LLC.
Enterprises, okay.
RosenEnterprisesLLC.com.
Okay, I just want to make sure I have that down there for them so that way they know. And you have your login and password for it? I'm assuming so.
I'd have to, I'd have to look.
Okay.
I don't remember what it is.
That's okay.
I'd have to try logging on and.
That's okay. As long as you provide us the username and password, the login, so that way we can use that domain to build your website. Okay?
Yeah.
So we'll just need that from you. Not a problem. Oh, you know what it is? It because I looked it up and it says we're under construction. So, okay. Well, that makes sense because we're not working on it right now. Okay, good. Now, Chad, we're going to go over the billing. Now, before I process your payment, I am going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording, and it's for your protection because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise, okay? Now, as I'm walking you through it, it's going to actually go over the billing date. It's going to go over the amount. It's going to state, you know, as I asked, I'm going to ask you to stick it out 2 months. We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. You can cancel at any time, and I'm going to state that in that voice verification. The only thing that I'm going to ask from you is if you have to cancel or pause it, just make sure you call us 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you don't get charged. Okay? There's no cancellation fee. We part as friends. Simple as that. Okay? Now, when I'm walking you through it, Chad, if there's something you don't understand, you stop me and you say, Nadine, wait a minute, what does that mean? So this way I can review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yep.
Okay. Now, the card that you're going to be using, Chad, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
Both.
Okay. How does your name read on there? Is it just Chad Rosen?
Yeah, it is. Just Chad Rosen on the,
All right. And then the business name, does it have it like all spelled out? Rosen Enterprises LLC?
It does, yeah.
Okay. And what's the billing address? Is that the one where the barn is or is it your home address?
It's the barn address, 7960.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
Visa.
All right.
Visa Business Debit.
Okay. And then what's the card number whenever you're ready?
4999-9801-5955-7337.
Expiration month and year?
6/28.
And the CVV code on the back?
507.
I want to put a security question on your account here with us, okay? And it's to protect your account. You could either choose that it be your mother's maiden name, which would be your last name before she got married. It could be your first pet's name or the city that you were born in.
Just see the city I was born in.
Okay. And what city was that?
Crawfordsville.
Oh. Okay. Now, I'm not processing your payment yet because, again, I'm going to walk you through that voice verification recording. Please do me a favor. If there is anything at all that you don't understand, just stop me so this way I can review it with you and then rephrase it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording now, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Okay.
So, yes, right here is where you're going to say the way that you want your business name to read on the first page of Google.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Rosen Enterprises LLC.
So would you like me to still include the LLC on that, or do you want it without? It's your preference.
Now it's in your domain.
I was going to say it's in your domain, it's in your email, maybe kind of keeping it uniform?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So just to confirm, the way that the company name should be listed is going to be Rosen Enterprises LLC. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Chad Rosen, and I'm owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Chad, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we know you're in the middle of a job, right? You can't just pick up the call. Mm-hmm. So all we're asking is that you at least contact us within 24 business hours, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I also want you to be aware that you might get other companies that are calling you to sell you other type of online products. They're not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $249 that you're investing with us. I would like you to get into the habit that whenever we call, that you're always asking what your security question is. Because if at any time someone hangs up on you when you ask that, then you know that it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now,
okay.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Would you like me to explain this anyways? Because I normally do.
Sure.
Okay. So what I'm saying here is I'm not saying that you can't do other marketing, Chad. What I'm saying is just before you decide to, like, do other marketing, just give us a call and say,
yeah,
hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. We'll make
right.
sure that it's not a service that we're providing because, again, we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is August 13th. 2024 in the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this will be a two-month verbal agreement, which means, Chad, your second payment will be charged on September 13th, 2024 in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, Chad, your agreement's just going to automatically renew each month on the 13th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. And that's the number I texted you to save. 877-635-6225. Now, if you do choose to pause or cancel the account, I'm going to ask that you at least contact us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge, and there will be no cancellation fee, okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
I'm updating the package, I'm going to process the payment, and you're going to get a receipt that's going to be sent both to your email and in a text message. And that'll come in a couple minutes, and we'll go over that as well. I probably need maybe 5 or 6 more minutes of your time, and then we'll be all set. The next order of business is scheduling your client interview, and this is where the magic is going to happen, okay? In that client interview, what I'm going to do is block out an hour. It could take about 30 to 40 minutes or maybe a little longer, just depending how many questions or details you have. But I'm going to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. And basically, my technician is going to be talking to you about the website, your Facebook ads, keywords. They're going to go over way more in detail. How does your schedule look? Let me take a look at the calendar here. I'm just pulling it up. Do you think you'll have time today between 6 and 7 o'clock your time? Or do you want to push it to tomorrow? You let me know.
I can't do it tonight for sure.
Okay.
Tomorrow would be better.
What's a good time for you tomorrow then? What would work best for you so I could take a look at the calendar?
Probably tomorrow.
I can tell you what's available. Like, I'll give you some times. Whatever time I give you is your time zone. Okay?
Okay.
I have 10 to 11. 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, I have 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7.
Let's do 12 to 1.
12 to 1. Okay. So now, tomorrow, we're going to be calling you from an 877 number. Okay? I need you to answer all calls within that hour. Now, Chad, when we call you, if you're in the middle of something and you need 5 or you need 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. I don't want you to miss this appointment, but I want to make sure that you're available at that time. You know, sometimes things come up, right? Now, you don't need to be in front of a computer. I will also be sending you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to remind you that it's coming up in the next hour, just in case if it slips your mind, okay? And then now we're just going to go over a few notes for my technician so that they know where to start from. Now, your focus is just residential, or do you also do commercial?
I've done commercial, yeah. I've done some pretty good-sized commercial jobs, too, parking lots. And...
So I'm going to put down gravel, loose fill, driveway, right?
Yep.
What else?
Basically that's all I want to do right now.
That's all you want to do. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't do any repairs, just that, right?
Yeah, right now that's all I'm doing.
That's all. Okay. No worries. And then, it's not a requirement. You had a question? I'm sorry.
Like, so what I do, you know, I deliver new stone, I grade driveways, fill in potholes, that kind of
stuff.
That's
what I need to know. okay.
Driveway renovation.
Driveway renovation. Thank you for that. So driveway renovation. What else do you want me to notate?
That's basically it. Driveway renovation, grading, and new driveways.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And they'll go over more with you tomorrow. I just kind of want to give them an idea of where to start from, right? And then tomorrow is Wednesday. I can't believe this month is just flying. I can't believe all the kids here in California went back to school already. I feel like they just got on vacation.
Ours went last week, started.
Oh, really? Wow.
Crazy, yeah.
When do they typically get out of school, though? Like in May?
In May. I don't remember what day it was this year, but It seems like summers get shorter and shorter.
I was just going to say, I know when I was a kid, and I'm probably going to tell you my age, Chad, but when I was a kid, we started school like after Labor Day, right? It was in September.
Yeah, for sure.
And we didn't get out of school until probably the week before Father's Day in June.
Right, right.
You know,
our Christmas vacation
was 2 weeks. Easter was 1 week,
yeah.
And it was always right before Easter. And I remember I used to be like, wow, I wish they would do it after Easter so I could stay up late on Sunday and not have to get up so early.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. And not that it's a requirement, but I do ask out of habit, are you licensed and insured or in the process?
I am licensed and insured.
Very good. Now, your Facebook, we're going to build you the business Facebook page, right? Because you haven't created one, correct?
I did create one, but I haven't done anything with it. I just put my logo on there and one picture, I think, and that was it. And I don't even think it's visible. I think it's hidden.
Okay, let me see if I can find it. Because if you have your Facebook page, perfect. All you're going to do, and the technician will walk you through it, you're just going to add us on as managers so that way we can manage your Facebook ads. I know when you were speaking with Tara, you mentioned 30 to 40 miles. Is how far do you want to target with the Facebook ads? Because you could target up to 50. 50 is the furthest.
Okay. Probably 30 to 40 is that about as far as I want to go, I think.
Okay. Okay. You know what? I found it. I think I found it. It's like a blue and kind of gray, right? And
yeah,
you have a blue truck?
That's it.
Wow, that's a nice truck. I love the blue. Actually, that's one of my favorite colors. Oh, okay, perfect.
Mine too.
Is it really?
but I haven't added any other pictures. I've got a dump truck and I don't have that on there. But I just took that. That's one of the big parking lots that I did there in that picture.
Oh, you did that parking lot? Wow.
Yeah.
Looks nice.
Thank
Beautiful.
You.
And you have a business logo, so I'm putting that on here, and I put that you have some photos. What are your hours of operation that you want to be listed for?
So, I don't know. That's the thing.
Phone hours. Think of it like
Phone hours. Well,
I know that depends too. I mean, people are going to leave you messages.
I work.
Or they'll text.
Yeah, I can take phone calls anytime or text anytime, but you know, I'm going to be working four on, four off, shifting between nights and days every week. So.
Oh, you poor thing. Wow.
Yeah.
Do you want to put like an 8 to 5? Like those are your phone hours. Now that doesn't mean that you can't schedule it at when you want to schedule the job, you know?
That's 8 to 5 would be good. Or
do you want
anytime,
me to put Monday
really.
Through Friday, 8 to 5?
Sure.
Okay. What about weekends? Closed?
No, I mean, I'll take calls on weekends too. I'll take calls. I'd really would take calls anytime.
Okay. But. Do you want me to put like, Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5 or 8 to 6? What do you prefer?
8 to 6 might be better. That way
people
work it till 5. And
yeah. I'll put 8 to 6 Sunday. I'll just put, do you want me to just leave it like that or?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay. I won't put anything for Sunday unless you want me to put clothes.
Yeah.
I hope you rest.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
Oh, my gosh. Should I put Sunday? Just don't mention Sunday.
Just don't mention it, and then if they want to call me, they can. I don't care.
Yeah. Okay. And then what are the forms of payments that you take? Yeah. Well, you know the thing is, a lot of people know people are working. They can't just pick up the phone in the middle of a job. They'll leave a message. You know.
Right. So I can take credit card, debit card, cash. I don't like
credit,
taking checks,
debit.
But I do sometimes. But
do you want me to mention it or just leave it like that?
No, let's just leave
it. What about
like Zelle? I can do Zelle. I can do I actually can do through my QuickBooks. I can do a bank transfer.
Oh, nice.
too. Okay. I guess. Yeah, I guess I can do that. But
that's good.
It charges like 1%. So that's better than a check, and it's basically
the same thing. I put cash, check, and I put credit, debit, and then at your discretion, you can mention to them about, you know, the electronic transfer, if that works for you better.
Yeah. Let's not put advertise the checks.
Yeah, no. I did not. I only put cash,
okay.
Zelle, credit, debit. That's what I put.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah,
okay.
Good.
When we communicate with you, Chad, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Text is best for me, I think, especially
okay.
working at night and stuff
okay.
sometimes. So.
All right. Perfect. Okay. So now, just the last two things to go over, and I know you got a lot of messages and a lot of emails.
My phone's been going crazy.
I know. I need you to find two of them for me, though. There's one that's
right
going to say action. Yes, please, if you can. Because I just want to quickly go over them with you. I probably only need 2 minutes, and then we're done.
I try to make it
as painless as possible. Yes, they were actually all texts and emails, so whatever you find first. There's going to be one that says initial invoice and then one that says action photos needed. And if it's easier for you to read them off to me, we can do that.
Oh, yeah, it went, yep. Okay, yeah, I've got the one that says action needed, pictures needed.
Okay, perfect. So this one is going to help us get you verified through Google faster. Okay, so we give you a list of items that we need pictures of, and there's this hyperlink, a link that you can upload them to. None of these photos are going to appear online, okay, so just an FYI. It's just so that way we can get you verified. So what you're going to do is you're going to send us pictures of your work tools and or your work equipment, right? Send us a picture of your work truck, you know, that you use with the license plate showing. Send us a photo of your business license, your business insurance, registration for the business. If you hand out business cards, send a picture of that. Send us a picture of the barn if that's where you store the equipment at. So whatever's on that list, you're going to send us pictures. And whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. Just send us what you can.
Okay.
Now, when it talks about an invoice, don't send us an invoice with your client's information on it. Let it be a blank invoice, okay? All right.
Okay.
Now.
I can probably print one out that says, like, sample customer or something.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, the other one is, it would have came probably one or two before that, but it'll say initial invoice. It'll say, welcome, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. So if you open that up, okay, now it's going to take you, it'll also say on there, please keep in mind that this is a recurring charge based upon the terms mentioned. And then do you see two sentences down? It says, please click here to accept your subscription.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see that.
You're going to click on that. Now it's going to take you to a page that'll say at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that page?
Yep.
Okay. I want you on that page that you're on right now, I want you to scroll towards the bottom. You're going to find where it says mobile phone, and it should have your phone number listed in the box right underneath of it. Do you see that? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, there's two boxes underneath. The first box, you're going to click in it because you're agreeing to receive text messages from Local Splash. The other box, you're going to click in it, because you're stating that it's your name on the card that you provided, that you're the authorized holder of that credit card and that your information is true and correct.
Okay.
And then at the bottom, Chad, where it's asking you to type your name, you're going to type it in exactly as it reads. Just Chad Rosen. And then you're going to click on confirm signature. Make sure that there's like a space in between your first and last name.
Yeah, I did.
Not that it's all together.
I did. When I clicked on it, it disappeared and brought up a local splash username, password.
Beautiful. Yay. That's where I wanted you to go. Okay. This is where you go in and track your results with us. So remember earlier that text message that I sent you with the username and password? That's where you're going to put that in here. You're going to put your username as your phone number. Your password is FabSearch, all one word, lowercase. Okay? So this is where you track your results with us. Now, as a reminder, tomorrow we're going to call you between 12 and 1 o'clock from an 877 number. Make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. If I'm not in a phone call or in a meeting, I will be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician, okay? Otherwise, the technician's going to call you directly, but I'll send you the reminder an hour before just in case if you forget, okay? Now, starting from tomorrow, we're going to get moving. So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories. 7 to 14 days, your website and your Facebook ads are going to be live. Those will be visible. Okay?
Okay.
Now, what we state in our terms and conditions in writing that we sent to you, it says that the first page placement on Google, Chad, with us getting you verified, creating the profile, optimizing it on that first page and keeping it there, that can take between 45 to 60 days. But I'm going to tell you something. I've always seen a lot of times where it's happened sooner. Okay?
Okay.
In the meantime, we're getting everything else up and running. So that way you can start generating calls. And we'll actually be sending you notifications like when you're on the first page, when your website's live, when your Facebook ads are live. So we're going to keep you in the loop, too, of the work that we're doing. Okay?
Okay.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you and to welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so excited for you, and I thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm so happy for you. I know. I'm like, I'm so glad I was able to speak with you. You know, Tara felt you were a good fit, so I'm glad she sent you over to me. Did you have any other questions before I let you go about, you know, the rest of your day?
I don't think so right now.
Okay, Chad. Well, then we will be talking with you tomorrow, okay? If you have any questions prior to that, feel free and reach out. That's what we're here for, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Chad. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.